It is. It is. Yeah.
You remember
Stevie Martin? Uh-huh. Yeah, he's from up there.
What did people think of him around here?
Well, they kind of liked him. I think they were really, as long as it was all pretty nice for colored people, you know. Because that's something the colored people hadn't had too much. And so he was kind of funny. Year long gave us free books, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. After he was, Mama didn't have to buy the expensive books. Yeah. Yes, people thought mighty well of him. Town people up in Winfield, they thought a lot of him.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Is your husband, is he Baptist too, or? What church did you go to?
Well, he don't care about in the church much, but I think he kind of, I think he's more religious in, you know, in spirit and kindness, and very kind man. And, but he, I can't hardly get him to go to church with me. He go to funerals.
What about his education? Do you know how?
He got about fifth grade.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
What sort of work does he do?
Well, he don't work now. He's retired now.
Mm-hmm.
But he worked at the ice plant a long time. Louisiana ice plant. Then it went to Cleco or something. All that was mixed up together then.
Cleco?
I think it was.
Is that a company? Or?
That's a electric company. But I think they all was in with the light company one time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and he went to work for the city. That work got just too hard for him pulling that iron. Mm-hmm. So he went to work for the city. And he worked for the city over 27 years after he left the ice plant. Mm-hmm. And he just retired about 4 or 5 years ago.
Was he very active in clubs or different groups?
No, he wasn't. He's kind of timid, you know. and he didn't. He's not too active in anything. He likes to read the paper.
Uh-huh.
He likes to read the newspaper and keep up with the news.
How many kids did y'all have?
Well, I don't have any for him. Mm-hmm. This is my second husband.
Oh, I see.
Uh huh.
Tell me something about your first husband, where he was born.
Well, he was born in Red Peak Parish, too.
At Pineville?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Did you know him when you were growing up? Or?
Yeah, kind of all my grandmother, you know, friends, like with his mother and daddy,
uh-huh.
Or his grandma or somebody, his grandmother, I guess. Uh-huh, yeah.
What's up?
So,
is he dead now? Or
uh-huh, he dead in 56.
Uh-huh. How old was he then?
Oh, I just remember how he was born in, he was six years older than I am.
Oh.
Uh-huh. I can't think of how old he was then. I always have to figure it.
What sort of work did he do?
Well, he worked on the railroad. He didn't have any skill. He was just a laborer. No, he didn't go to school. I guess he could have, but he just didn't pay much attention to school.
Where were his parents from?
His parents from around here too. They were from up on where did they live? They lived out on by Mary, like out on that side of town. I didn't know them too well, you know, just, but, you know, about their background too well.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.